Sukhdev Singh is one of the lucky ones. He's one of scores of people to be taken hostage in Iraq and eventually released. But that doesn't mean his problems are over. He has flashbacks, he can't sleep, and he still feels deep anger, especially about the circumstances which led him and thousands of other impoverished workers from developing nations to the Middle East and into Iraq. NPR's Philip Reeves visited him in his village in northern India.
Sukhdev Singh's village could hardly be more peaceful. It's set amid the paddy fields and sugarcane crops of India's Punjab, in the fertile plains below the Himalayas. There's no resemblance to the stark, lethal landscape of Iraq. Here it's slow and sleepy, a good place for Sukhdev Singh to heal the psychological wounds caused by being held hostage for 6 weeks.
40 days in there were like 40 years of our life. They would just lock us up in a room, and we were just locked up in one room for the entire 42 days. And it was on the 42nd day that we saw the sun for the very first time.
In the local temple, a turbaned priest, clad in orange and cooled by an electric fan, sits on a dais and chants from the holy book of the Sikhs. Locals have been flocking here to mark Singh's release. Every day, Singh and his family give the temple all the milk yielded by their handful of cows to express their feelings of gratitude. But Singh also has other feelings less easy to accommodate. He particularly resents the manner in which he was sent, not only into Iraq, but to its most dangerous place, the area around Fallujah. He says he had no idea what he was getting into.
Nobody at all told me anything about any kind of instability or any kind of problems that I might encounter once I went to the Middle East. I had no idea whatsoever.
Singh's story is all too common in rural India. A few years ago, he and his family fell deep into debt. Their crops failed, so did an attempt to set up a transport business with just one truck. They sold off some land and turned to loan sharks to raise cash. Singh decided to seek work in the Middle East, where wages are far higher than those in India. He gave the equivalent of $1,600 to an Indian recruitment agent for a tourist visa to Kuwait and the promise of a job with a transport company there. But he arrived to find there was no work to do, at least not in Kuwait.
Once we went there, all of us were just sitting idle. They were not giving work to any of us. And then they told us if we wanted work, we could have work in the Iraq section.
Singh says he felt he had no choice but to accept.
Anyone who refused was sent back to India. And there were numerous drivers who in the past had said no and who had been sent back to India.
Singh began to make trips into Iraq, carrying in supplies for the US military. On the 21st of July, his convoy was attacked in the Fallujah area. He and six others, including two other Indians, were taken hostage. It was a situation for which he says his employers, the Kuwait and Gulflink Transport Company, KGL, had done nothing to prepare him.
The company did not tell us anything whatsoever. They did not tell us that we could be in any kind of danger, that we might face any kind of adversity, nothing whatsoever. They just told us to just take the trucks and just go to Iraq.
You're forgetting one important thing. We are a private company, and we paid ransom for those kidnappers. That means that we're protecting our people, and we care for our people.
Rana Abu Zaini is spokeswoman for KGL. She says the company not only paid $2 million for his release and that of the six other drivers held hostage, it also spelt out beforehand the dangers of working in Iraq.
Well, it's very easy when you recruit Indians or Kenyans or Egyptians or whatever. When you recruit them with hundreds. It's a recruiting trip to their country, and there you'll have people talking their language, and they won't sign on any paper before they understand exactly what they are signing on.
The Indian government has imposed restrictions against its nationals going to Iraq, where 12 Nepalese hostages were recently executed. But Rana Abu Zaini says KGL has managed to get several Indians into the country. She says they wanted to go.
It's all about money, and it's all about money. And I'm repeating that. It's all about money.
Back in Singh's village, Makrona Kalan, life's beginning to look up for his family. A new water pump churns away, feeding their small plot of rice and wheat. Singh, who's 28, is hoping the government will now find him a job. But the family's worries are not entirely over. Singh's brother, Harbinder, says his wife's brother is still in Iraq.
We are worried about him also. They say that he's in Basra. He's just called up a couple of times. So, of course, we are worried about him also.
Sukhdev Singh is still grappling with his unpleasant memories. There's a look of strain around his eyes. He has, he says, yet to enjoy a full night's rest because of the nightmares. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.